No, I want that cookie. I want that cookie. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Thursday of the second full week of Lent.
And once again, we continue on our reflections with in conversation with God, with Father Fernandez, sharing with you what stood out to us and why today we are chatting about detachment.
Whoever of you does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Well, first of all, the first thing that stood out to me was those of us who do not renounce all that we have. Okay. That's a big deal, you know, renouncing everything. That means even like...
Not some things.
No, yeah, exactly. And like earthly relationships, things that we've really valued. What are the most prized things that we have in our life? Are we willing to detach from that? Place God at the forefront of everything. The other thing is that, you know, talking about detachment from things of this world, I've really seen it in our family. You know, we've incorporated a few, you know, penances and different things for us to sacrifice from as a family. And you can see these little tantrums that come up, you know, whether it's from our children or even interiorly for myself, and how it's like, I just want to say, no, I want that cookie, or no, I want to have, you know, these extra little pleasures and things like that. And it's interesting, you know, like we're just like these little children who just want our way.
But you know what? The cookie is not evil.
No, I know, but it has control over
it. Right, right. So the point is, detachment is not because the world is evil. Things of this world are evil. Things are bad in this world. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's good.
Yes.
And it's good because God has created the world good. If you recall in Genesis, when God created everything, he created things and then he said, and he saw that it was good. Mm-hmm. He saw that it was good. And then on the sixth day, he creates man in his image and likeness. And then he saw that it was very good. So we are the pinnacle of God's creation. But the point is, God has created everything good. Mm-hmm. But it needs to be loved in proper order. Right. All that God has created should allow us, focus us to love him.
Yes.
But the disordered passions in our life cause us to love the created things over the creator. Mm-hmm. And that's where the disorder comes in. And this is why we need to detach.
From a cookie. Material goods are good since they come from God. They have been put by God at man's disposal since creation began for his growth and development in society. We are administrators of these goods for a time, for only a short term. Everything should lead us to love God.
So everything should cause us to love God, but everything doesn't cause us to love God because we have these disordered passions and attachments. And so then we have to detach so that things get placed in proper order.
St. John of the Cross says, "It makes little difference whether a bird is tied by a thin thread or by a cord, for even if tied by thread, the bird will be prevented from taking off just as surely as if it were tied by cord. That is, it will be impeded from flight as long as it does not break the thread. Admittedly, the thread is easier to snap, but no matter how easily this may be done, the bird will not fly away before first doing so."
So whether we have great attachments to things or little attachments to things, both attachments prevent us from union with God or deepening our union with God. So what's the purpose of detachment? So that we love God. That's the point. That's the point of our lives. That's the purpose of our lives. So we want to detach to create a greater capacity in our hearts to love him.
Thus, a constant vigil over interior order and cleanliness is needed. This Lenten period is an opportunity to examine our attitude to things, to events, and to ourselves. Okay, so this coming weekend, I have a sister-in-law's weekend. So on Ken's side, the sister-in-laws are gathering here in Saskatoon, and we like to do things like go shopping, and we like to eat out, and it is Lent. So I'm reading all of this in light of Lent, and you know, trying to do things as God wants me to. And it's beautiful what the author also has to say. Do I make superfluous purchases through haste or lack of foresight? Okay, so one of the things that we are planning on doing is we are going to go shopping. So do I need certain things? You know, it's really important to go into an event or into a situation knowing whether or not you need something, you know, and always having God in mind. And this is also what the author says. We can ensure our detachment by tailoring our will to this clear and precise rule. Lord, I want this or that only if it pleases you, because if not, I am not in the slightest bit interested. By acting in this way, we are dealing a mortal blow to the selfishness and vanity that lurk in every conscience.
I'm sure that rule would also be appreciated by my brothers.
And by you.
The weekend might be cheaper.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, it's actually just really timely to be reading that. And I think it's just true about life in general. We should be asking God, Lord, do you want me to have this? Is it your will for me to have this? Or is this just my own selfish desires?
Yeah, a good rule, not just for the ladies, but also for the men.
And what of detachment from bodily health? I have realized how important it is that we should not think of our own weak constitutions when we know that we are serving the Lord. What is the use to us of life and health if we cannot throw them away for so great a King and Lord? Believe me, you will never go wrong if you do this.
And what about attachment to bodily health? I think we live in a health-obsessed world. Health at all costs. And I think one way that we can test whether or not we are attached to our bodily health is checking the level of fear of losing it. Mm. Are we afraid of getting sick? Have we been afraid of that over those last 2 years? Of course, we need not to be rash, but to be prudent and to look after our health, but not out of fear of getting sick, but because this is right and it glorifies God when we look after our body. But if we are really attached to our physical health, it'll manifest itself in great anxiety about getting sick. Mm-hmm. Because if our bodies truly belong to God, in sickness or in health, we can say, praise God. Now, that's easier said than done. It's easy to talk about this message than to live it. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the truth. So I want you to check your heart and ask yourself, have you been living a life of fear over this last 2 years? Because that's not the Lord's will. It is not His will for us to be afraid of losing our physical health. Because whether we're sick or whether we're healthy, both, in both ways, we can glorify God. And isn't that the purpose of our life? The purpose of our life is not to be healthy. The purpose of our life is to be holy. So in closing, Janelle?
Well, we just wanted to just share a couple of reminders. First of all, today is Thursday, and we're already in the second full week of Lent. So if you haven't made any concrete plans to get yourself to confession, I would start really checking your diocesan webpage just to see when the penitential services are, or even just contacting your parish priest just to ask if he'd be willing to hear your confession. It is very, very crucial in our walk in holiness in order to go to the Sacrament of Penance. If for some reason you don't have access to that, I guess that would be a unique situation. However, I would just strongly encourage anybody to make sure you do that. Second thing is we wanted to thank everybody in our Facebook group who's been commenting. It's been really lovely to journey along with these people kind of more personally, just being able to comment back and forth. And then also for those of you who are commenting on YouTube.
Yeah, there's been a lot more comments on YouTube. I want to thank you for the regulars out there who every day say something. I really appreciate that. Your comment is read, even if I don't respond to everyone.
Yes, Ken reads every single YouTube comment. I actually don't get through the YouTube comments. I just don't have time. The last thing that I wanted to say is, you know, Lent is also a time of fasting, penance, almsgiving. If you do have any fasting or anything like that, we would encourage you to do that. Obviously, at the very beginning when we started this, we said we would just leave that up to you. We weren't going to make any recommendations in terms of what people should do. Everybody's life is different and their circumstances are unique. So just remember this, it's through penance and through mortifications that we do also grow in holiness, and also our consciences can be, you know, opened up and we can really hear the voice of God a lot more clearly.
I think that's good, huh?
That's it. Okay.
Closing comments. So please pray along the rosary with us right up there. Again, comment below what's it to you and why, and we'll see you tomorrow. He is like dry scrub in the wasteland.
What is dry scrub?
Doesn't sound good.